Are you looking forward to eating at a restaurant terrace this weekend? We will see a bit of sunshine after all. Excited about that. And specifically turning our attention to Lausanne right now, I'm joined on the line by Sarah from the Lausanne Guide. I think we can understand why I'm specifically looking at Lausanne when we're talking to someone from the Lausanne Guide. So Sarah, first of all, thanks for joining me. Tell me a little bit. Let's start off before we talk about restaurants and some of the restaurants that you're loving in Lausanne. I want to find out a little bit more about the Lausanne Guide. So who are you and what do you do?
Hey, Kat. Thank you so much for having us on the show today. So the LausanneGuide.com is a website that covers local lifestyle and culture news. We connect our readers to the best restaurants, events, boutiques, small businesses in Lausanne, and we also plan events in order to connect our readers to one another. Basically, we want to help people create meaningful social lives here in the city. And we're also very active on Instagram and Facebook. You can find us there as well.
I do follow your Instagram. So yeah, thanks. I get a little bit of content all the time coming in on that. And I've seen recently that you've been posting more and more about restaurants. Of course, this has been since the news of restaurant terraces opening up a couple of weeks ago. And then we started talking about maybe we should talk about this and some of your highlights, because, well, this is what you've been looking at over the last few weeks. So let's have a look at the pop-up terraces that you love around Lausanne. Where are you taking us to?
Oh, gosh. Well, there are many, honestly. As you know, last spring, the city started allowing restaurants to build these temporary terraces. That was quite a shift because typically the city is quite strict about outdoor dining. There are noise restrictions and generally wanting to make sure that the streets are safe for cars and pedestrians as well. But the restaurants were given this ability to build these wooden pop-up structures that you referenced. And I mean, if there is any good news from COVID, I would say that it would appear the city is going to allow those terraces to stay up over the summer. So there are a handful that we love especially. We had a gorgeous lunch a couple of weeks ago at L'Impression Café. We also always love going back to Eat Me. They've got a great terrace right in the center of the city. So if you're not quite ready to dine inside, there are going to be plenty of opportunities to enjoy eating al fresco in the coming weeks.
Totally. Is there just a region of Lausanne that is just full of different restaurants? Is there like a certain road that we should aim for if we don't know the city, if we're listening to this coming from outside Lausanne? Is there just a road that you should say, I'll just aim for that road and that's got a good ambience and a good selection of restaurants?
Sure. Well, I would say anything in the pedestrian city, that's where you get a lot of the restaurants that have heart and soul. We end up there quite a lot. But with this rainy weather that we're seeing right now, there's one area that's doing a particularly good job of making sure people can still eat outside, and that is the Flon district. And this is the old warehouse district that's been transformed into a nightlife location. And what these restaurants have done is they've put up enormous umbrellas. And so even if it's pouring down rain, you can still eat outside. There's one place in particular that's got fire pits set up so that you're enclosed. It feels quite cozy. So even if this weather continues to disappoint us for the next couple of weeks, there are still great places to go and be outside.
You mentioned about the city generously allowing people to have pop-up terraces, where normally that is a whole complicated planning permission kind of issue. And they just sort of stepped up and said, you know what, it's the only option for some of these businesses to stay alive, and gave permission. Do we have any idea of whether or not they're going to continue this and whether they're going to continue to be as flexible or turn a blind eye?
Good question. I mean, I would start by saying that if COVID's taught us anything, it's that we can't predict the future. And so what I can tell you is that when we've been talking to our contacts in the restaurant industry, about a month ago, the city started reaching out to restaurants and asking them if they wanted to apply for permanent terraces. So this is something that never would have happened before. And so some of these businesses are going to have the opportunity to go through a process that will allow them to build something permanent. The thing to remember here is that this will mean tearing down these temporary terraces, which were an investment in and of themselves, and then investing even more money in building permanent structures that, of course, are probably more concrete. They're more expensive. And these are businesses that have already spent the last year going into debt, in many cases, to try to keep the lights on.
Yeah.
So time will only tell who's going to be in a position to take advantage of this. But we are very optimistic and really hopeful that that some of these businesses will be able to make this situation permanent.
It is very much the narrative that we've heard of struggling, for obvious reasons, struggling throughout this last year, and these businesses going into debt, some of them sadly closing. However, there's actually a glimmer of some new businesses and new restaurants opening up. I don't know how I'd feel about getting into the business at this specific time, if it's a great time to start a restaurant or a terrible time, I'm unsure, but you've heard of some new restaurants opening in Lausanne recently.
Yeah, exactly. And a few weeks ago, we actually put together an article that sort of rounded up these bold entrepreneurs that are stepping into the future with confidence. I'm with you. I don't know if it's a good time or a bad time to start a new restaurant in the city, but I'm really grateful there are a handful of people who are stepping forward. So we've got a new Italian trattoria that's going to be opening at Place La Ripone, called Un Peu de Pieux. I was lucky enough to taste the menu last week, and honestly, it is outstanding. They're going to have a pizzolo coming from Naples, and the food is just like wholesome Italian fare, lots of authenticity. There's also a new Eurasian fusion restaurant coming to La Place Saint-François called Uncle Gao. I've not tasted this one, but I'm pretty optimistic just based on what I've seen and what I've heard from the owner. So just a couple ideas. There's also a new place in Flon called Street Cellar. Great big umbrellas for rainy days if anyone's looking for a dry spot. And they focus on regional wine and very creative street food. So lots of good new concepts.
Lots of tips. What we'll do is we'll put the links to the specific articles. You mentioned one about terraces and also one about new restaurants in Lausanne. We'll put links to those specific articles on our website as well. But people can obviously go straight to yours, thelausanneguide.com, and find them there too. I want to say, Sarah, thanks very much for joining us and talking about Lausanne and the restaurant industry. Go out, be merry, and eat. Do it safely, everybody. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Kat.